Hi there, it's Si Smedley here from the Oldham Chronicle Music Desk with the latest of my music features, and I've got a cracker tonight, actually. You might not believe where I'm actually situated at this moment in time, but I'm up at the University of Sheffield at the music hub here, and I've come up to see the head of music at Forge Radio, the university radio station. And he is the one and only Alex Walker.
Hello.
So good evening, Alex.
Thank you. Good evening.
Now, the reason why I've traipsed all the way over to Sheffield on a freezing cold Tuesday night is to speak to Alex about his exciting role at Forge Radio, because he's a local lad. He's from Mosley. I've known him a long time because, actually, funnily enough, me and Alex's dad were best mates as kids.
But go way back.
We go way back, don't we, Alex? So. But yeah, obviously Alex is studying over here at Sheffield, and he's always been into his music. We'll talk about his band briefly later on. He was in he still is in a great band called Wilson. But yeah, Alex, your role here at Forge Radio, head of music. Now, for the benefit of the listeners and the readers when they see it, you're 21, are you?
21.
So how have you you snaffled this role.
Have I managed this?
Yeah. And give the listeners a bit of a flavour of what it all involves, because it sounds very exciting.
Well, what it is I do is I'm just a regular student. I'm studying maths, which is a very exciting topic to be studying.
You said it.
Yeah, so I'm studying maths at uni, and during my first year, I was a bit like, oh, quite like, because obviously I've always been to music, like, you know, been in a band, always paying to go and see gigs, collecting records, CDs, everything. I was like, how can I channel this passion that I've got more than what I'm already doing?
Yeah.
And I was like, well, radio seems all right. And I knew that the university had a decent station.
Yeah, yeah.
I knew we broadcasted on the regular, and it wasn't hard to kind of get involved and kind of get your shoe in or get a show or speak to people.
But presumably you just kind of volunteered your kind of services, if you like.
Yeah, so I just...
your enthusiasm and just...
Yeah, yeah, literally what I did was just one day, me and my mate, who we share a lot of kind of the same music taste, we were just like, oh, should we say that we want to do a show? And then they went, oh, come in and we'll train you and see what slot you want to do. So when we got a show, which is called Alex and Benji's Dead Pets, which is all about new music, up-and-coming music that you've never heard of.
Oh, it's not about dead pets, then?
No, it's not about dead pets. Oh, the dead pets is the music.
Yeah.
So it's me and Benji, and that's every Monday.
Right.
And that's kind of how I got involved in Forge. Mm.
So when was this then, Alex?
So this was at the beginning of last year. Yeah, this was about 18 months ago.
Right, okay.
So I was doing that, having my own show.
Yeah.
Enjoying doing that. And then every year... We have a radio committee, which is made up of just over 20 of us, and that ranges from head of music, head of sport. We had a station manager, we have marketing, treasurer, everything.
Yeah, yeah.
And it come up to the time where they were looking for new roles for everyone, obviously because people graduating or moving on. Yeah. At the time, the head of music was like, he just said to me, he went, "Have you ever thought about going for head of music or deputy head of music?" And I went, not really, because I wasn't on the music committee, which is kind of where all like the music lovers who are part of Forge, we talk about the playlist, choose out like what the daytime playlist is, and also opportunities for interviews with bands who are touring and coming to the Sheffield. But I wasn't part of that, so I didn't really know much about that side of it. I just focused all my energy on a show.
Yeah.
But through doing that and kind of grafting away, just doing my own thing with Benji, the head of music at the time just said, oh, look, I think you should go for it.
Right.
So I went for it, and I'm head of music. Right. So head of music kind of...
Much time are you spending on this role?
It's very much just daily. Mm. Daily I'm doing things. Mm. So Mondays are a busy day, because Monday is our flagship day for music. We have New Music Mondays, which is on live on Forge Radio from 7 till 8. And then also I have my own personal show, which I have with Benji, which is from when we first started. And that's from 8 till 9.
Yeah.
So I have a 2-hour stint on the radio on Mondays. Yeah. Also, Fridays are a busy day because that's when a lot of new music's released.
Yeah.
Thursdays are a busy day because that's when we will decide the playlist for the next fortnight. Sundays are busy because that's what kind of when I come in with my deputy and we'll go through a lot of emails and upload a lot of music to our system. I know in between that, a lot of it's kind of liaising with PR, like PR companies, labels, bands, local bands, and seeing, oh, can you come down to our gig, or can you get us played on something? Or
you're quite deeply into it now. What's the scene like in Sheffield? I mean, can you compare it to, obviously not really to Oldham, I guess, but Manchester? You know what?
I'd say with Manchester, so Sheffield music scene, really, it's a lot quieter than Manchester, for definite. Yeah. So a lot of touring bands, their port of call will always be London, Manchester, at a minimum, really.
Yeah.
And a lot of kind of, if a band is doing more, and if an extensive tour, maybe like 8 or 9 dates, they'll normally go to Leeds.
Yeah.
So Sheffield does miss out on quite a few kind of those in-between bands, where they've kind of got one album out, or they're just about to release an album.
Yeah.
Kind of do miss out on getting those bands, but there's always something on. We have some great venues in Sheffield. We've got Leadmill, which is like an iconic venue.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
You know, kind of has had all manner of acts. Mm. You know, the likes of Coldplay played there in the early days. Pulp had a massive thing to do with Leadmill. Arctic Monkeys, they played the Leadmill on the night that they got signed.
Is there a band out there at the moment that you could sort of shout out?
At the moment, it's got to be the Sherlocks, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they've got a pretty extensive UK tour.
Mm.
I think it's at least 25 dates.
Yeah.
And they're adding more.
Yeah.
They're getting a bit of play on Radio 1. Mm. We've had them in the studio here, chatted to them, the nice lads. Mm. And they seem to be making a bit of a noise at the moment. In terms of people who aren't already kind of on that journey.
Yeah.
There's a small band from Chesterfield called Trash. They're kind of like a bit lo-fi, dreamy indie rock.
Mm.
And they played a couple of festivals last summer.
Right. Okay.
They played Why Not Festival.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
They opened up on the Friday, I think, on the main stage.
I see. Okay.
So they seem to... we've done a bit of stuff with them before at Forge.
Right.
And they're playing few festivals in Sheffield as well. So they're kind of a band who we're doing a lot at the moment.
Good. But I just wanted to ask you, with you being a Mosley lad, born and raised, about our friends from Cabbage.
I know, from Cabbage.
Obviously,
yeah.
I've covered them extensively in the Oldham Chronicle this last 12 months, but what do you think of them?
I think they're...
As a music man.
I think they're doing a great job. I think that they're... it's nice to see someone so close to home doing so well across the UK, you know, doing a sellouts tour, being featured on the BBC Sound Of poll, being kind of pointed out by, like, you know, your likes of like Hugh Stevens and people like that, who people will look to for music recommendations. So I think they're doing a great job. You know, they brought out a brilliant EP, good few singles before that. You know, they're touring with the right people.
Yeah.
You know, they've kind of hit the nail on the head, I think, in terms of how to get a band off the ground, kind of thing.
Good. And what's happening with Wilson? Obviously, you know, there's four members of Wilson.
There's four of us.
So, but you sort of kind of dotted about.
We are dotted about.
Which it happens to obviously a lot of bands at this kind of stage.
Yeah.
Your age type of thing. So what's happening? Is there anything? Are you just kind of on hold at the moment?
Yeah, we're currently dormant.
Right.
No, we are. We're still a thing.
Yeah.
And we're still. Kind of us, like, the songwriter is still obviously writing music, but a lot of it is just on the back burner at the moment with university and stuff. It's just one of them things that takes priority at the time.
Okay.
But hopefully something.
Yeah. And what about your
end of the line?
Finally, what about your personal situation? I mean, this radio thing, could you see it as being a career for Alex Walker one day? We might see you on Radio 1 one day.
Well, I mean, that would be the dream. That would be the dream, following the steps of another local lad, Nick Grimshaw.
Of course.
You know, he's from Rochdale.
Yeah.
So it's one of them where I'd love to do it.
I'd
love to do it. And even though my degree doing maths isn't focused at all in terms of journalism or broadcast, I feel like the taste I've got just doing this for the past year and a bit.
This experience here will be invaluable for you. Obviously, they've got all the gear, the kit and studios and that. So Fantastic. Okay, then, Alex, it's been lovely to see you, mate. And
yeah, you too, mate. Well,
you know, keep in touch and see you soon.